A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the great crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took palm branches and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found an ass and sat upon it, as it is written, "Fear no more, O daughter Zion. See, your king comes, seated upon an ass's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first, but when Jesus had been glorified, they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done this for him. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The village of Oberammergau in Germany has become world famous for the Passion Play presented there once every 10 years. Even now, they are preparing for that event in 2010. Imagine what it must be like to take on the person of Mary, the mother of Jesus, or that of Peter or John. Even more, imagine becoming Jesus for the span of time of the drama. How the actor must study the scriptures to pick up every nuance and communicate the profound experience of Jesus' sense of betrayal, of his humiliation, and his excruciating suffering. We, however, are not actors, nor are we simply spectators in the Passion of Jesus. Ours is an even more privileged role. During this week we call holy, we are literally to put on Christ, to walk with him through the jubilation of Palm Sunday, to sit with him at table on Holy Thursday and receive the unimaginable gift of his body and blood as our food. We are to stand with him before Pilate and the clamoring crowd, to take up his cross with him, to cry in anguish as he pours out his life's breath, and finally, to burst through the barriers of death and rise triumphantly. As disciples, we are to learn from Jesus what it means to become obedient even to the point of death. And we are to open ourselves to the grace he offers so that we can take that mantle of obedience on our own shoulders. It is that learning and that grace that prepares us for the glory of resurrection. It begins today with Passion Sunday. We love to wave our palms and sing Hosanna. Yet before the Mass is over, the tone will turn somber, and we will cry, "Crucify him." It's hard for us to say those words because we don't want to be party to crucifying Jesus. Yet we know that our sins and the sins of all humanity have indeed placed the cross on his shoulders. It is because we know our sinfulness and because we know God's reconciling grace that we treat the whole Triduum with such reverence. It is our longing to embrace salvation that brings us to the table on Thursday to bear our feet for washing and our souls for the bread of life. We come to Calvary not to watch as disinterested observers, but to allow Christ's saving blood once more to be poured over us. And we wait again at the tomb, trusting that his resurrection will open the floodgates of mercy for all of us once again. So today, we begin this familiar journey as if we were walking it for the first time. And we pray for the grace to walk faithfully alongside the Savior in awe and in gratitude.